We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is presented by Pinehurst. One smile, one round, one moment at a time. Tonight's show is also brought to you in part by Trusted Choice Independence Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Hello again, and welcome to the latest edition of the Roy Williams Show. We're going to be talking Carolina basketball. Man, we have a bunch of stuff to talk about with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams, over the next hour or so. Thanks so much for being with us. My name's Jones Angel. We're going to look back at the win over Duke, look ahead to the ACC tournament. All ACC teams were announced. We chat about all of that and a lot more. Plus, we have a bunch of questions to get to as well. Coach, let's start with Saturday, though. Carolina led the entire game against Duke, jumped out to a 26-6 lead, led by as many as 24 points during the game. Never saw that advantage drop below 12 after establishing that big lead early. Gosh, just an impressive showing from your team in a big game that you controlled the entire way.
Well, we did, and felt very good about it. You know, I was so frustrated at the end of the game the way we handled their full-court press, because I'm a coach, and I keep trying to coach every possession, and we've got to learn from that. And every team we've had in the past, I always loved it when somebody pressed us, because that meant it was an open full-court game, and that's what we've made our living on. But we didn't handle their press very well at all. But other than that, I thought we got some good performances from a lot of people. Garrison getting off, making the basket, and then all of a sudden coming down on Matthew Hurt's foot and having to go out, but able to come back. I think that I would have just been destroyed if he hadn't been able to come back and finish playing on the senior day. But I think that it was. We did some nice things defensively, and yet we still had our moments where we were that young team, the kind of thing. But I think overall against a Duke team, it had to be very focused because they knew how important it was for them. And we got off to a great start early and never really let them back in the game.
You mentioned Garrison. He had 14 points in the game, 5 rebounds as well. And you know, really all the seniors, it felt like, did something to help you win the game, including Walker Miller, who took that charge on the very first possession.
Yeah, I love that. That was a play that I thought was important to us early. Got our bench enthused about the game. And then when they went in, they wanted to keep that kind of thing going. And I thought that play was really big for us. And as you say, just about every senior had some moments. And even got Sterling Manley in for two big moments at the end. And I'm sitting here trying to think who made the lob pass to Sterling.
It was Andrew.
Was Andrew, you know. So Andrew got that part of it too. But I do believe that all those guys deserved even more time. And I would have given them more time. I was just over there on the bench so upset with the way we were handling the full court pressure that I wanted to keep those guys in there to get better at it. And it didn't happen the way I wanted to, or I would have been able to give those guys that got that last minute or so, I would have been able to give them the last two or three or maybe even 4 minutes if we'd handled the press better.
Coach, in the two games against Duke this year, you're starting backcourt of Caleb Love and Kerwin Walton. They combined to go 25 of 41 from the field. That's 61%. Mm-hmm. 14 of 22 from three. That's almost 64%. Perfect at the free throw line in those two games. They had 73 total points in those two games. Obviously, terrific numbers. It seems like it really shows the importance of balance for your team this year, that when you can get some kind of production from your backcourt, gosh, it makes you guys a different team.
Well, it really does. Now, we've got to get both those guys to have better defensive grade, because neither one of them had very good defensive grades in the Duke game. But, no, at Duke, I thought we were really good. And here we just caught them and hit them pretty hard pretty early, and it was never in doubt, basically. And I hate to say it like that because he sounds so conceited, but I do think that we did some things that were good. But I felt, except for the defensive balance at Duke, I thought we played better that game than we did here. But a lot of it is colored by our failure to handle their pressure late in the game. But, no, if Caleb and Kerwin are going to shoot those numbers, we're going to be really hard. we're going to be hard for other people to handle.
And in total, you always say it looks better when the ball goes in the basket, and the ball sure did go in better than 55%.
Yeah, 55% both halves. And if you shoot the ball like that, you've heard me say a million times, the ball going in takes care of a multitude of errors. And it was something that was important to us. Caleb making the three early and then making the pull-up jumper early gave him a little more confidence on his shot, too. Kerwin just continues to get better and better. We've got to get him to be more shot ready. So, because sometimes he ends up passing up shots because he's not ready when he catches the ball. He's got to recognize that he's open. And we've got to do a better job of getting him more shots.
You made everybody nervous by kissing the logo at the end of the game.
Yeah, it was the kind of thing. It dawned on me right there, and I sort of tried to get the attention. Well, I didn't try to get them thinking, God, that's what I should have got the guys to do. Because you think about it, 18 years, we haven't been undefeated at home in the league but two or three times.
Right.
And this year, the home court advantage, I said, well, you didn't have the fans there. Well, it was still our building, and you're used to the backdrop, you're used to the shooting, and I just thought that this place was great to us this year, and if we hadn't stumbled badly against Marquette, it would have been maybe the second or third, but probably just the second undefeated home season that we've had in 18 years that I've been back. And so, no, it was I didn't have any idea it was going to catch as much attention. I thought it was a nice gesture. Thank you, Smith Center. Thank you, Coach Smith, you know, for doing such a great job in getting this building for us. But, you know, when you beat Duke on senior day and things sort of go perfectly in my mind, it's okay to go down and reach and kiss the court. I'd do it again right now and wouldn't feel the difference at all.
To Coach Williams' point, you know, of course, the ACC, the regular season total complete, you look at the records home and away for just about everybody in the league. Virginia did finish 6-3 on the road. There were only two other teams in the ACC that had an above 500 record on the road. That was Louisville and NC State, and both of those were just by one game. So it really was a dramatic difference almost for everybody this season, playing at home versus playing on the road.
Well, I think at one point this year, the winning percentage of the home team was higher than it had ever been in ACC history, even without the fans in there. So I think the home court advantage is a lot bigger than people act like.
All right, we're going to take a break. We still have a bunch to talk to Coach about, of course, as we move through the hour. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Start with a foundation of toughness. Then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. You can't control other motorists, but you can control how you operate your vehicle. Avoid distractions while driving, like texting or checking social media. You can't drive safely unless driving has your full attention. Any non-driving activity you engage in increases your risk of crashing. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to get Coach Williams back in here in just a second to talk about ACC tournament, all ACC teams, and more. But first, a reminder that the show is brought to you in part by Food Lion, which is also proud to sponsor the Score to Give More campaign all season long. Every free throw the Tar Heels make this year, Food Lion Feeds will donate 100 meals to a local area food bank. Helps our neighbors in need. Score to Give More, presented by Food Lion, the official grocer of the ACC. And just in this last game against Duke, Tar Heels knocked in 21 free throws. That's 2,100 more meals donated by Food Lion. Takes the yearly total now up to 68,600 meals donated by Food Lion as part of the Score to Give More campaign. Talking about the ACC tournament with Coach here in just a second, let's go through the seeds here for the upcoming 2021 ACC tournament, which, don't forget, will be held in Greensboro. It was originally slated to be in Washington, D.C., but with COVID, the ACC office is moving the tournament to the home base of the Atlantic Coast Conference. And the event starts on Tuesday, tomorrow night, actually tomorrow afternoon, as number 12 Pitt will face number 13 Miami. That's at 2 p.m. Then at 4:30, 10th seeded Duke faces 15th seeded Boston College. And then the game of most note for the Tar Heels is the third game in the first round. That's 11th seeded Notre Dame and 14th seeded Wake Forest. That game supposed to start at 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening. The winner of that game faces the Tar Heels in the second round. Second round to be played on Wednesday looks like this: 8th-seeded Syracuse and 9th-seeded NC State. That game is set for noon on a Wednesday. 5th-seeded Clemson will face the winner of Pitt in Miami at 2:30. 7th-seeded Louisville takes on the winner of Duke and Boston College at 6:30. And then, as I mentioned, the Tar Heels facing either Notre Dame or Wake Forest right around 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. The four teams that earned the double bye into the quarterfinal round: Virginia wins the ACC regular season crown for the third time in 4 years. They're the number one seed. Florida State, the number two seed in the event. Virginia Tech is the three, and that's important to the Tar Heels because the winner of the matchup between Carolina and either Notre Dame or Wake will meet up with Virginia Tech on Thursday. And then Georgia Tech gets the double bye as well. The Jackets are
the four seed. Again, everything gets started Tuesday at 2 o'clock. In addition to that, the All-ACC teams were announced on Monday. First team, Moses Wright from Georgia Tech, along with Justin Champigny of Pittsburgh, Carly Jones from Louisville, Matthew Hurt of Duke, and Sam Hauser of Virginia. Those are the five members of the first team. Second team, Keve Aluma from Virginia Tech, Jose Alvarado from Georgia Tech, Jay Huff of Virginia, MJ Walker from FSU, and Amir Sims of Clemson. And then the third team, Raekwon Gray from Florida State, Isaiah Wong of Miami, Quincy Gurrier from Syracuse, Prentice Hub of Notre Dame, and then there's actually six players on the third team because Armando Bacot from Carolina and Scotty Barnes from Florida State each tied as far as their ranking, as far as the amount of points they received in the vote, so they are both on the third team. Player of the year is Moses Wright. Freshman of the year, Scotty Barnes from FSU. He was also the sixth man of the year. All defensive team, Jose Alvarado, who was also named the defensive player of the year. Manny Bates from NC State, Jay Huff of Virginia, Jordan Goldwire from Duke, and Moses Wright. All freshman team, Barnes from FSU, DJ Stewart from Duke, Dayron Sharp and Caleb Love from Carolina, and Jalen Withers of Louisville. The most improved player was Matthew Hurt from Duke and the coach of the year, Mike Young from Virginia Tech. All right, let's get back to our conversation with Coach Williams. We have a ton to talk about here on the Roy Williams Show. We still have a ton of basketball stuff to talk about with Coach. We're going to get to the ACC tournament. We're going to get to all ACC teams, and there were several Tar Heels that were honored on those teams. We're going to get to all of that in just a second. But Coach announced on Monday that you and Wanda were making an incredible $3 million donation to UNC to support scholarships for athletes, to support the Carolina Covenant Scholars, and also Chancellor's Science Scholars. Why was this something that was important for you and Wanda to do?
Well, it seemed like the right thing to do, and basketball coaching has been very nice to me. We've made some money, and we don't spend a lot of money. I don't need give me enough ability to get out on the golf course, and that's about all I spend money on. But I love this university Wanda does. It changed my life when I came here. I've always felt like that we wanted to do something and talked to the tax people, and they said, go ahead and do it now before you retire, gosh, or Moses. And so it was something that seemed like the right thing to do. And our love for this place, you had Scott and Kimmy going to school here, their love for this place. As I said, it changed my life. Probably didn't change Wanda's life nearly as much as it did mine, but it's just a fantastic place. And I've always felt the more you give, the more you receive. We're able to do that, and my grandchildren, they'll come to school here too because they're very intelligent, and I'll tell them that if they come to school here, I'll keep them in my will, so I know they'll end up coming to school here too, but it's just our love for the place is what it is, Jones. It's not that big a deal.
And Coach, last thing, because I know you don't like to talk about stuff that like this, but strictly from a basketball point of view, part of the gift goes to endow a scholarship for the 13th man who receives a scholarship. That's the last player on a basketball team that gets a scholarship.
I'd like to take credit, but I can't. That was Wanda's idea. Scotty, when he came here as a walk-on, played on the JVs for 2 years and played 2 years on the varsity, and he was the 13th man. That's the scholarship we wanted to endow, and it was her idea, and I thought it was a pretty neat recognition of that 13th person. A lot of times that's a walk-on, and again, that was Scott, and that was something that's always been extremely important to me. I've been a head coach for 33 years. I've never coached a team that didn't have walk-ons, and 1 year had as many as five. And so that part of it, if you can give one of those kind of kids a scholarship, it is really, really something special.
All right, let's look forward to this week upcoming in Greensboro. Carolina is the number six seed in the ACC tournament. Tar Heels will play in the second round on Wednesday night. That'll be right around 9 o'clock against the winner of Notre Dame and Wake Forest. Those two teams play Tuesday evening at 7. Coach, your thoughts on the tournament draw?
Well, first, I hate it when you say right around 9 o'clock. That means we'll start at 9:45. I understand what you're saying. But, no, winning the game Saturday was big. There were a couple of things that happened, but we felt like that we wanted to try to play well. We tried to do that every time. We've been a little more up and down than any team I've ever coached. But hopefully we can go over to Greensboro, which is where I love playing the ACC tournament. Hopefully we can go over there and play well and hang around for quite a while.
Coach, the tournament was seeded strictly by winning percentage, regardless of how many games that the teams played. Virginia Tech is the team that a lot of people are talking about because they only played 13 games and they got the number three seed. Would you have liked to seen some kind of adjustment or thought process go into it to do something other than strictly winning percentage?
Well, you know, if we'd have done it before the season started, right, I would have definitely been in favor of that. But once we didn't do it before the season started, I think we should have stuck with just exactly what we did.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Young's crew, they didn't want to skip all those games for sure. And but, yeah, if you'd have told me and given me a couple options before the season started with the pandemic and feeling like that people were going to miss games, I would have voted for something else. But we didn't do that. And so the talk that we're having right now is just immaterial as far as I'm concerned. The biggest regret I have is that we missed four conference games, but three of those were home games.
Yep.
You know, and so some teams, there's always an unbalanced, whichever one's correct. It's not balanced. Let's put it that way. The schedule in the ACC, and this year the pandemic made it really a wide, wide range of, because playing at home is good, playing on the road is not good. And I think missing those four games, having three of them at home, that would have been nice for us. But the bottom line is we said what we were going to do before the season started, and we stuck with it, and I got zero problems with it.
Carolina missed home games with Clemson, Virginia Tech, and Miami. Missed a road game with Boston College this year in ACC play. Have you received any information on what happens if there's a COVID positive result during the tournament?
Oh, I'm sure there's a plan. I can't tell you exactly what it is, but I know there is a plan, and I know there's one in the NCAA tournament because I have been involved in conversations with them because I'm on a special ad hoc committee. But I'm sure if there is something that happens like that, there'll be a rule somewhere for it, and we'll follow whatever they say.
Coach, also, of course, this is a busy time of year. All ACC teams announced, and Armando Bacot honored as third team All ACC. Caleb Love and Dayron Sharp were on the all-freshman team this year.
Well, there's been a lot of games this year and some good stretches of games where Armando's been our most efficient player, shooting 62-63%, something like that from the floor. He's had double-doubles maybe more than anybody else on our team. So I think that's a recognition for what Armando has done. You know, for us being in the, quote, middle of the league with our record, it's hard to have somebody up on those top teams because the teams that win, they should get their players first and second team. Dayron has definitely had some big-time moments for us. And Caleb, basically, we gave him the ball, and, you know, you're the guy that's running our show, and he's fought through a lot of difficult things, but he's played great. Just think about his stats, as we talked about earlier, against Duke both games.
Yeah.
If he had those, it was really something. But I love the fact that for our freshmen, we had five different freshmen that were named Freshman of the Week in the ACC, and I don't think that's ever happened any
Correct.
Other time. And so I think it's a testament to those freshmen and how they've done, and Dayron and Caleb just a little bit ahead of some of the rest of them.
Dayron was also the runner-up for the Freshman of the Year in the league. Scotty Barnes from Florida State won that award. He was also the runner-up for Sixth Man of the Year in the ACC. Scotty Barnes also won that award from Florida State. So congratulations to those guys. Moses Wright from Georgia Tech was named ACC Player of the Year.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break. Come back. We're going to start getting to some of your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. That's coming up on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
Hey, Harris Teeter shoppers. It's easy to save on fuel with Harris Teeter's new Fuel Points program. Just use your Vic card every time you shop, and you'll earn one fuel point for every dollar you spend on participating items. For every 100 fuel points you earn, you can save 10 cents per gallon on fuel purchases at any Harris Teeter fuel center and participating BP or Amoco location. The more fuel points you earn, the more you can save. Up to $1 per gallon. Terms and conditions apply. Visit harristeeter.com to learn more.
My Harris Teeter.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes per year in North Carolina are the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
When you're craving delicious, crunchy snacks, reach for the brand you grew up with. Utz. Delicious snacks like Utz Ripple, Wavy, or Kettle Classic Chips, sourdough pretzels, or cheese curls. Utz snacks have been made by the same family for nearly 100 years. Cooked craft style with only the highest quality ingredients and delivered quickly for the freshest snacks ever. Utz snacks. Freshness you can hear and authentic flavor you can taste with a satisfying crunch. Everyone loves Utz.
Welcome back to the show, and appreciate you being with us all season long. This is our final scheduled show with Coach this year. Of course, a unique season. Tar Heels, should they advance to the NCAA tournament, which feels like Carolina's in good shape to do that. Once they head to Indianapolis, they're there for good until the tournament is done for the Heels. So hopefully a long time from now. So this is our last scheduled show with Coach. We appreciate not just Coach's time all season long, but your participation with us on the show. And that includes asking a bunch of questions throughout the year that we're able to use in part for our top three questions presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's. That's wear, wait, and wash, and resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. All right, let's get to it. Coach, this one comes from Larry. Larry sent this one in and wondered if there was any guidance from the NCAA on roster management in the future with the potential return for seniors to have that extra year and how it may affect your scholarship situation.
Not much guidance, not much to tell you how to do it, except for the fact that next year's a free year. For everybody that was a senior that wants to come back, and it doesn't count against your scholarship limitations for next year. So that's about all the guidance there was. And it's going to be a wild, wild rodeo in the next month with the transfer portal and the differences in the way kids can transfer and then people getting a fifth year. I mean, it's going to be the wild, wild west out there for maybe the next couple of months.
I know Mac Brown has talked a lot about that roster management side of things from football, where you could almost have 50 freshmen who are both taking advantage of the new year and signing class and all kinds of stuff. So certainly will be a unique couple of seasons, I think, for college athletics in total on how everybody's able to manage that moving forward. Coach, this one came via Twitter from Countess of UNC, and she wanted to know your thoughts on the NCAA tournament being played in one location, understandably because of COVID. But do you think it will be easier in some ways to stay in one spot, difficult to only be in one place, or have you even thought about it yet?
I haven't really thought about it. When the decision first came out that they were going to do it in one location, I thought it was a very intelligent thing to do because you have one set of rules and people are in charge of it right there, and you don't have somebody in charge at another city and then not getting the same kind of rulings. And so I think it's across the board. It's very straightforward. It's very strict. I think it gives us the best chance to have an NCAA men's basketball tournament and have a winner at the end. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the one thing about it I would say more than anything. You know, it's going to be tough on the guys when you first get there and there is nothing out of the hotel. You're in the hotel or you're going to the arena. Most of the arenas, you're going there on the walkways. You're not getting on a bus. There is no scheduled time for your players to be outside. So it's a little limited, you know, that kind of thing. But your whole goal is to play in the NCAA tournament, try to win the NCAA championship. But so that's the biggest part. Did that cover the second part of the question?
Yes, it was just she wanted to know if you thought it might be easier in some ways to stay in one spot if you stayed multiple weekends or
– Oh, that's going to be really hard. But, again, that gives us the best chance to have an NCAA men's tournament because the NCAA and college athletics needs the men's basketball tournament, or we don't have the same world we're in right now at all. If that something were to happen and that we lose it this year, college athletics are going to change massively, massive changes. I mean, it'll be unbelievable ripple effect down.
Coach, last one here in our three questions brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina. This one comes from Brian Stalkup. And Brian says, you certainly have always held senior games in high regard. You talk about that a lot. And he wondered if this one maybe held a little different place in your heart just because of the uniqueness of this year and how challenging it has been to get to this point.
Well, the whole season has been very, very unique, and you tend to remember those kind of things much more. I still remember a lot of the great times, too, and enjoy thinking about those as opposed to last year and some of the games that we played this year. But, no, the uniqueness with which what we're trying to do in college athletics is going to make you remember some of these season things that have gone on this season. But, you know, with Garrison and Walker Miller and Andrew and KJ, I mean, they were a pleasure to be around every day, and that's what I'll remember most about the season.
Good questions. Our top three, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's. That's wear, weight, and wash, and resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. We're going to take a break, come back. More to do with Coach. We're going to tackle some more questions and a little bit more when we return to the Roy Williams Show from Learfield IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
Safe, accessible, reliable. Breakthrough Physical Therapy, proud partner of Carolina Athletics, promises that your care will be safe, accessible, and reliable, making sure you're back to your daily activities sooner. Breakthrough has 7 locations throughout the Raleigh-Durham area, as well as several others throughout North and South Carolina. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
As an official sponsor of Tar Heel Sports, Janny King has the playbook to handle all of your commercial cleaning needs, from office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels. Janny King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Janny King of Raleigh-Durham today at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or visit us at jannyking.com. Janny King, the king of clean.
At BMW, we made the ultimate range of SAVs. And because each of the 7 X-Range sports activity vehicles flawlessly balance dynamic power, spacious size, and sleek design, you can choose from a fleet that fits perfectly into your life, like the versatile and bold X1, the unbelievably powerful X3, or the luxurious X7. No matter who you are, no matter where you're going, no matter what's next, there's an X to take you there.
Test drive at one of your local North Carolina BMW centers and take advantage of exclusive offers.
Coach Williams is going to rejoin us in just a moment, but a reminder that we're going to get to some questions from you, and they are presented by Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. Before we go back to Coach, let's take a look around Carolina Athletics. Such a busy time right now. We'll start with baseball. Diamond Heels 7-3 overall. Picked up a big win on Sunday, 9-6 at Virginia Tech. They had dropped the first 2 games of the series with the Hokies, needed to get a win under their belt, and they did. Tar Heels host Liberty on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Before then, having Clemson come to Chapel Hill for a 3-game set this upcoming weekend. That starts Friday at 6 p.m. Women's lacrosse, number 1 in the nation, improved to 6-0 with a 21-9 win over 11th-ranked Boston College. The Tar Heels face Virginia Tech twice this week in Blacksburg, both times, Thursday at 5, Saturday at 1. Then men's lacrosse, number one in the country as well. They're now 6-0, defeated Mercer 16-8 on Saturday. Next action for the guys at Virginia Thursday at 7 p.m. Women's tennis, also number one in the country, improved to 13-0 on the year, had 7-0 wins over both Miami and Florida State. Florida State ranked in the top five nationally. Next action for the women, they're on the road this weekend at Clemson Friday at 4 and then at Georgia Tech Sunday at noon. The guys are number one as well in the nation on the men's tennis side of things. They're 10-0. Road wins this past week over Louisville and Notre Dame. They will host Boston College in Chapel Hill Friday at 1 p.m. Softball had a good weekend, went 3-1 in the Carolina Classic in Chapel Hill, defeating UConn, number 17, South Carolina, and Elon along the way. Next action for the softball team against Notre Dame in Chapel Hill this weekend. Field hockey, starting its unique COVID-affected spring season, number one in the country. They won 2-0 with a win over Louisville. Next action is at Wake Saturday at noon. And finally, men's soccer, also playing an unusual spring season for the guys. The NCAA action for soccer, field hockey, etc. in the spring was moved, or in the fall was moved to the spring. They defeated number four Pitt men's soccer 3-0 on Friday. They will play host to Virginia Friday at 7 o'clock in Chapel Hill. Coach and I are going to talk about this in just a second. The Ole Roy Donut. That's right. Coach Williams has teamed up with Dunkin' to create his very own donut during March Madness. 50 cents of every Ole Roy donut purchased from March 14th through March 27th goes to the UNC Children's Hospital or Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina. It's a Boston cream donut from Dunkin' drizzled with Carolina Blue icing. You can get that Ole Roy donut at your local Dunkin' restaurant. Support UNC Children's Hospital or Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina. To talk about that and more, let's get back to the show. Wanted to mention this, Coach. We've got the reader card here for the Ole Roy Donut at Dunkin', where people get this donut, the Ole Roy, from March 14th through the 27th. 50 cents of every purchase of that donut goes to either the UNC Children's Hospital or the Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina, depending on what area of the state that you're purchasing the donut. Coach, why was the Ole Roy Donut coming into our lives?
Well, I think I'm always interested trying to have some fun with some things. I'm always interested in trying to help people raise money. I think the causes that we have here, the hospital and the food bank in Charlotte and our children's hospital here, are something that I'm always interested in doing. I don't mind acting an idiot and looking like it more often than I should probably, but I love donuts. There's no question about that. The Bavarian cream in the middle of a chocolate-covered donut's about as good as it gets. So if people just want to go and they don't like donuts and they just want to buy some, they can bring it by the basketballs. We know what
you'll
to do.
Take care of.
We know what to do with it in our office and in my home. I can tell you it's just a fun thing to do, and hopefully we'll raise some money that can, needless to say, be used very effectively.
I was so disappointed. Adam Lucas said he only liked chocolate donuts. He didn't like the cream in the middle. I thought that was a big mistake by.
Oh,
Adam.
I do too. But Adam's a little short sighted. That's right, that kind of thing. But I love Adam, but I'm not going by his vote on the donuts. I can tell you.
All right, let's grab a few more questions here for Coach. Coach, and pretty simple question here from Corey Miller. Coach wants to know, what keeps you motivated on a day in and day out basis?
You know, it's something that I really enjoy doing. I enjoy trying to put a team together that might have a chance to be the best team in the country, and that's the way I look at it all the time. Every year, I want to see if we can get us to a point that we'll have a chance to win a national championship. And you know, the top 10, 12, 15, those teams have a chance every year. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to do it, but they all have a chance. And so the motivation for me is that I love coaching. I love working with young people. I want to have 0.1% of the effect that my high school coach Buddy Baldwin had on me, or that Coach Dean Smith had on our players here. And that sounds corny, but that's the truth of the matter, because my coaches were the most important individuals to me as I was growing up. And I do like putting things together and seeing if I can convince people to make sacrifices for a common goal. I'm still the guy that sets up all the golf trips and where we're going to eat and everything like that. So I enjoy that part of it. And trying to be the best is something that, needless to say, I really enjoy that part.
Coach, we've had this similar questions from Evan and George, both sent this in, about Kendall Marshall and Sean May. You've been asked before about those guys, but just what their roles are on your team and how they help make your team better.
Well, they don't do a lot, almost nothing with the team themselves. I mean, the guys will come by and talk to them, and they love that association. But they do no on-the-court coaching whatsoever. They're great for the staff. They're great for me. As you know, I'm not technology savvy by any means, so I can say that I want to see a high school player in Nebraska. Can you get it for me? And they'll bring it in and have it on the computer. If my phone goes wacko, I talk to Sean. He gets it straightened out. So those kind of things are important. But I think the things they do behind the scenes with the computers, with the high school games and high school players, Sean does all my scouting tapes for me. I'll say I'd like to take home, Duke versus Louisville or Duke versus Virginia. What I did last week, I guess Thursday and Friday nights, Sean gets that for me immediately. When we grade the tape every day, they sit in on that, and it's more experience for them learning what we want and just all they knew as a player. So they help, tabulate the scoring after every game, do those kind of things. But it is something that I feel very, very fortunate. And I'm not only fortunate, but really lucky and somewhat guided luck, because I've always said they're two of the five smartest players I've ever coached. And to have those two guys on the staff means that I still enjoy having them around and learning some things. And a lot of times I'll say, when you played, what would you have done here? And that gives me a lot of information as well.
Coach, last one, I think it's a good one to end on here, because I think it might be the million-dollar question for the whole season for you. It comes from Ron Riggs, and he said, clearly this year's team has talent and is deep, has a lot of guys that you play. As a coach, what is the hardest part about trying to bring that talent together on a consistent basis to play as a team?
Well, their generation is different, and the whole society is basketball society. The basketball world is built on the emphasis of the NBA. It's not built on team play.
Right.
And so trying to navigate through that and getting to find kids that will be concerned about how well the team does, that's the most difficult part. And everybody, every parent, every aunt, uncle, summer league coach, they think that their guy's going to be an NBA player. That is really, really hard. That's what they don't understand. And it's okay to be a big-time college player. That's pretty significant. But that's the biggest thing that is so hard to understand, because especially when I first started out, I mean, guys just wanted to win. That was the most important thing. And the fact that there's so many other issues going on now takes away from that. And that's, to me, it's very sad.
It's interesting to talk to Danny Green recently. We ran some of Danny's interview last week on the show, and we were talking about the 06 win at Duke. And he talked about, that locker room. He said, for him, that's what it was about. And this is a guy who's won three NBA titles. And he said, but being successful at college, doing it together as a team, that win in particular, he said that, that there's something special and different about that.
Well, 6, 7, 8, 9, those 4 years in a row there, Tyler and Danny and Marcus, Bobby, their class never lost a game in Cameron. But the focus that they had, and those guys were zoned in on our team was doing. And, at the end of 08, Danny and Ty and Wayne even tested the waters, I guess is what they were saying, but they wanted to come back to school. Tyler Hansbrough knew that he would be in the top 12, 13 picks, but he wanted to win a national championship. And so those guys were a little different, and things are different now. And I think those kids, their families were more concerned about getting a college education and, you're a basketball player, so do the best you can do. And right now, just the scenario that the kids are in makes the college education not be nearly as important. And like I say, again, it's sad, but it's the world that we live in, and we got to go with it.
All right, we're going to take a break. One more segment to do with Coach. We'll chat a little bit more about this upcoming week after this from Learfield IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
At UNC Health, we're experts in primary care and caring. Our specialists don't just see a condition. We see you, the whole you, mind and body. Because when we know you better, we're better at getting you well and keeping you well. And with more experts in each office, same-day appointments, and more urgent care centers, it's no wonder it's the better way of primary caring. Find the right provider for you and your family at uncprimarycare.org.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit DEWEYS.com today.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
At the end of that last segment with Coach, you heard us talking about Danny Green a little bit and the 2006 win over Duke. Recently on the Carolina Insider podcast, we put together a full retrospective of that win over the Blue Devils. That was the end of the freshman campaigns of Tyler Hansbrough, Danny Green, Marcus Guignard, Bobby Fraser, went in and won at Duke on senior night. J.J. Redick, Sheldon Williams were seniors that year for the Blue Devils, and mentioned a particular quote that Danny had within that discussion, because we were fortunate enough to talk to multiple members of that team for that particular podcast, and mentioned a quote that Danny said about the locker room afterwards and some of the excitement in that locker room and the importance of that to him and others, and wanted to let you hear it from Danny, the quote that we were referencing with Coach a little bit earlier.
Probably one of the greatest feelings in the world, man. So especially as a youngster, you dream about those days as a kid. Like, you obviously dream about the NBA and stuff like that, but college, man, winning in Duke against Duke, even national title games, those type of moments, you know, those are things that at some points in your life are bigger than actually playing in the NBA. You're like, you know, you see over the years and understand the rivalry more and more, and you grow, I guess, that hate we say we have for each other over time. So each win is even more special. But yeah, that one was amazing, man. I said those are like national championship games for most young kids growing up watching a college game like I did. When you get a win like that, it's like, you know, celebrating something unbelievably happening. And that's one of those special occasions where you get to just lay it all out and enjoy that win like it's a national championship game or like it's an NBA title game.
You can listen to the entire retrospective of the 2006 win over Duke. We call it our Tar Heel Throwback. You can listen to that through the Carolina Insider podcast feed. That particular podcast was sent out on Friday. We have interviews throughout that look back at the game with David Noel, with Danny Green, with Tyler Hansbrough, with Bobby Fraser, with Marcus Guignard, with Rayshon Terry, and with Quentin Thomas as well. So a lot of good stuff in there. Really encourage you to listen in on the Carolina Insider. More to do on the Roy Williams Show, though, after this. From Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Pandemic pain? Is this pandemic adding frustration, pain, and increased stress? Great news, there's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy have a cutting-edge program for that pain and stress. Call the location nearest for free information. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team by making sure the hardwood is clean and safe for the players every game at the Smith Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Their mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see their whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, the official hardwood floor care provider of Carolina Athletics.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
149 countries, all 50 states, 8,106 U.S. cities. We are fans. We are family. We are the people of this place. We are 342,000 UNC alumni. We're the UNC General Alumni Association, serving Carolina and our students, past, present, and future. Learn more at alumni.unc.edu. where it's always a great day to be a Tar Heel.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 11 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2020 calendar year sales.
We're running a little tight on time here on the show. We're going to need to take one more break before we bring Coach Williams back in. But mention that 2006 look back in the last segment. So since we had a little bit of time to fill here, wanted to just give you, wet your beak a little bit more. Here's an awesome quote from David Noel, who was, of course, a senior on that 2006 team, about the locker room after that big Carolina win over the Blue Devils back in 2006.
It was complete joy being from Durham, going into Cameron Indoor Stadium, playing there for the last time, understanding kind of the awe of Duke at that particular time and the season that JJ was having. And for us in the rivalry game to be able to go into Cameron Indoor Stadium and pull that out, especially on my senior year, it was like the writing on the wall for me. Like, I was okay leaving the University of North Carolina after that, because I felt like, you know, I had put my all in all into that season to become a better player, to become a better man, to become a better leader, and to hopefully set the foundation for those freshmen for years to come. And I felt okay after that. So it was joy. There was this sense of peace, like I had actually achieved something.
Again, you can find the full podcast on Friday's edition of the Carolina Insider. Back to wrap up the Roy Williams Show after this from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruisers, let's go.
As an official sponsor of Tar Heel Sports, Janie King has the playbook to handle all of your commercial cleaning needs, from office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels. Janie King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Janie King of Raleigh-Durham today at 919-852-1555. That's 919-852-1555. Or visit us at JannieKing.com. Janie King, the king of clean.
Hey, all you Carolina fans, Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They are also proud to live in the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, and life. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give Pete Seagroves in Chapel Hill a call at 919-942-8733 or Terry Nobles in Raleigh a call at 919-833-3803 and go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit Dewey's.com today.
We're going to bring Coach Williams back in just a moment to finish up the show, but a reminder that Harris Teeter is assisting you with groceries this basketball season. Each week, one winner will receive free groceries for every assist that comes through the Big Four Grocery Assist Sweepstakes. You can visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section to enter. Carolina heading to the ACC tournament. We're going to talk a little bit more to Coach about that in just a moment, but the Tar Heels will be the number six seed in the event. Carolina, 18-time champion of the ACC tournament. Their last winning event was in 2016 in Washington, D.C. Carolina will face either Wake Forest or Notre Dame in the second round. It would be the third all-time meeting in the event against Notre Dame. Heels had split the previous two, and it would be the 22nd all-time meeting with Wake Forest. Carolina holds a 13-8 advantage over the Deacs in ACC tournament play. They have not met in more than 20 years in the ACC tournament. Carolina and Wake Forest, last time they saw each other in this event was way back in 2000 in the quarterfinal round. That was a Wake Forest six-point win that occurred in Charlotte. All right, to wrap up the show, let's get Coach Williams back in here on the Roy Williams Show. So as we said earlier, Carolina heading to Greensboro for the ACC tournament. A reminder again, the Heels will play Wednesday night, as Coach and I talked about, approximately 9 o'clock against either Notre Dame or Wake Forest. And Coach, you've got three ACC tournament titles as a head coach here at Carolina, two as an assistant coach at UNC, four tournament titles during your time at Kansas as well. What does it take to win this event, to be successful in this event?
Well, you got to be really, really good.
Yeah.
And you have to be playing very well at this time of year. Guard play is extremely important. The pace of the games are extremely important. You know, we went 4 years in a row, lost in the finals, I think, 4 years in a row, and did very well once we got past the tournament, right, once we got in the NCAAs at that time. But we have a conference tournament. It's the granddaddy of all of them. It's extremely important to the fans and the alums and how well you play. So I consider it to be very much more serious than people think that I do. I've always said, you know, why you play again one weekend what you've already done for 7 or 8 or 9 weeks. But the fact of the matter is it's good financially for everybody and can hopefully get you ready to play in the NCAA tournament. But it's a big-time atmosphere. It's sort of sad that we're not going to have fans up in Greensboro other than a very, very limited number for the team's families. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to find a way to give some sponsors, people, some money that put those dollars up in front there. But Greensboro is just a fantastic place to hold the tournament, and I'm glad we're having it there.
Coach, last thing, you may not have even thought this far ahead. Do you guys plan to get together to watch selection show? And have you thought about travel yet? Or is that not even in your mind yet?
Not even in our mind yet. We're focused on trying to play great in Greensboro and play well as long as they'll allow us to stay. And if we happen to be playing on Sunday, somebody's got to win. So why not let it be our Saturday? When is the final?
Saturday.
So if we're going to play in the finals on Saturday, we're going to try to do our best to win the daggum thing.
Again, Carolina starts its ACC tournament play Wednesday night against either Notre Dame or Wake Forest right around 9 o'clock. Coach, great to see you as always. Thank you for your time. Appreciate your time all season long and look forward to you guys continuing through the postseason.
Well, I'm like you, Jones. I'd like to keep working quite a bit longer, so let's play as long as we can. But thank you very much for your time.
You've been listening to The Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is presented by Pinehurst. One smile, one round, one moment at a time. Tonight's show is also brought to you in part by Trusted Choice Independence Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.